रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 86. इंद्रजीत बिगिंस हिज फाइट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Then Bhishma turned to Lakshmana and offered his advice conducive to the glory and well-being of Rama and Lakshmana and to the utter destruction of the Rakshasas. Let our monkeys make short work of these Rakshasas dark as rain clouds. Chase them away and you will come upon the hiding place of Indrajit. Your arrows must lay them low before he completes the rite. Rid this earth of this wicked Rakshasa, the enemy of Dharma, the mighty magician, the monster of cruelty who strikes terror into the heart of all beings. Lakshmana lost no time. He bent his bow, strung it, and covered Indrajit and his armies with a shower of arrows, terrible as bolts from the blue. Bears and monkeys slew the Rakshasas with boulders, trees, teeth, and claws. The Rakshasas cut and pierced the monkeys with arrows, swords, shakti, tomara, and other weapons. The fight between the two armies was terrible to behold. Lanka shook to its foundations. The sky was hidden from him by arrows, trees, and rocks. Indrajit came to know that the Rakshasa force was being destroyed and put to flight by the bears and the monkeys, and thus he was obliged to come out before the rite was completed in order to protect his followers. In mad fury, he strode forth out of the dark grove. His eyes and face were red with anger. He ascended his car, black of hue like the cloud banks, with the horses ready to start. His eyes and face red and distorted with fury. Waving his bow aloft, he rushed at his foes like Yama, intent upon the destruction of all creation. The Rakshasa warriors that were sunk in despair till now caught sight of him in his car and rallied back to give fight to Lakshmana. Then Anjaneya tore up a lofty tree, huge like a mountain, and struck down the Rakshasas in masses. At once, thousands and thousands of Rakshasas hit him on all sides with sharp tridents, shaktis, swords, chills, wheels, spiked iron maces, iron bars, battle axes and the like, as well as with fists and hands hard as thunderbolts. It enraged them more when he crashed down the Rakshasas about him, even as a lordly elephant makes short work of tender plantain trees. Indrajit beheld with wonder the monkey hero who worked havoc among his troops thus playfully without being in the least worse for it. He knew full well from of old his prowess and strength. Anxiety seized his heart and he said to his driver, "Take my car to where that monkey is. If we are negligent now, our entire force will be destroyed." His orders were obeyed and Indrajit approached Maruti and hit him on the head with all the weapons at his command. But the son of Vayu broke them to bits and roared in fury. "You fool, fight me fair and square if you call yourself a hero. Know you not how your father fared at my hands? Do you stand up to me in battle and hope to return alive? Come, let us wrestle. If you can meet my attack, I shall acclaim you as the bravest of the Rakshasas." Then Indrajit bent his bow and placed arrows on the strings for slaying Hanuman. Vibhishan noticed it and warned Lakshmana, "This wicked Rakshasa that vanquished Indra seeks to slay Maruti from his car. Cleave now his cart and drink his life breaths. Let your shafts be terrible indeed." Lakshmana said that he would do it and beheld from afar the Rakshasa seated in his car, mountainous in bulk and roaring out frightfully. Mangalam Kushli Indraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.